family radio station in North Georgia.
Welcome to Be a Light, an outreach ministry of Community Baptist Church. Now, Pastor Doug Forrester.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to our Be a Light broadcast today. I'm Pastor Doug Forrester from Community Baptist Church here in Gainesville, Georgia. It's certainly a privilege to come to you this morning. We ask that you pray for us and pray for the program, pray for our church service, pray for all the church services on this wonderful day that God's given us. We've got a very special program that we want to play for you today. We want to go to the Lord in a word of prayer, and then we'll do our first song, and then I'll tell you about the program. Our kind and gracious, loving Heavenly Father God, I thank you, Lord, for all of your many blessings. I thank you, Lord, for the day that you've given us. God, I pray, Lord, that you'll put your blessings upon this program today. God, if there's anyone that's lost and undone without you, God, that today would be that wonderful day of salvation. God, that they find you, God, before the sun goes down this evening. God, thank you for all your many blessings. Bless each and every church service. Bless us here at Community. Lord, and I pray not only here, God, but where all you servants are standing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to go ahead and play our first song for you this morning and be much in prayer for the service. So listen as the cathedrals open us up with Somebody Touch Me.
Many years he walked in darkness as he groped along the streets with his hands stretched out for pennies or just one bite to eat. It's the story of the blind man who met Jesus on his way with the master's touch. Scoffers heard him say, somebody touched me, somebody touched me. I was blind, but praise his name, I now can see. I was in darkness when Jesus found me. George, I really wasn't going to say anything because there's been a lot of talk tonight and it's all been great. And I said, well, no. And the devil tried to tell me, he said, you just get up there and sing. But I want to tell you something. I remember the day Jesus touched me. And I remember he changed my life completely. It was 2 o'clock in the morning, down on my knees in the backyard. The neighbors thought I had went slap crazy because I began to shout in the Lord and what he's doing in my life. And I thank God for that this evening. I know without a doubt that Jesus has touched me. One day he touched that crippled man. He made him walk again. Now the master, he saw with pleasure that he had labored not in vain. But the story of that crippled man, who was bound by sin.
Somebody touched me.
Thank God for that good song this morning. Like I said in the outstart, we've got a very special treat for you. We'll go ahead and get right to it this morning. We're going to play for you already in progress. It's actually pre-recorded in progress. One of our revival church services with our guest preacher, Brother Alvin Burns, is preaching. So with no further ado, I hope you enjoy this program.
Moses said, you see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. Now if you stop reading right there and just let the rest of it go, you say, what is that talking about? Truth! But it's by grace through faith that we're saved.
Yeah.
That's the teachings. And I believe that. It's by God's grace. It's through faith in Jesus. That whosoever will come. But he said, even though he said, likewise also. Was not Rahab the harlot, remember her on the wall? Justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way. Taking care of. For as the body without the spirit is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Dead, dead, dead. I was reading here a while back in the book of Ecclesiastes, and the Bible says this right here, and I won't quote it, I'm just going to say it. That the dead know nothing. So the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
Yeah.
I could dwell there about 30 minutes better or not. I better go back before I start. Finish it up. I'm going to say this. Well, I'll turn back to Solomon. I'm going to say this. What kind of faith you got? I don't know what kind of works you got. You answer that. I ain't going to answer.
No.
It ain't me to answer. What kind of faith you got? Based on works. What? You or not or not. No, you can't work your way to heaven. Amen. Amen. But then what he's saying. That you can't live good enough, you can't be good enough, and you can't do enough.
Amen.
To be saved. That wasn't God's plan. God's plan is that he sent his son.
Amen.
And God's plan is that I accept his son.
Yeah.
Amen. And all this other stuff comes later.
Amen.
How much later from the time you get up, you're saved. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Time he enters your heart, you're saved. You're saved. If you
have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior tonight and you have believed in him, accepted him with all that is within you, lacking nothing, not holding nothing back, give him every day, every hour, every moment, every year, to him. That's what he wants.
Yeah.
That's what's required of me. That don't mean you got to sit home and do nothing. Scared to breathe. That ain't what it means. Works. Run across a man you ain't never done it before. You ain't never heard of it before. I ain't going to church. I tell you right up front, I ain't going to church.
But you did it. You did the job, brother.
Yeah.
You're what you say, I ain't going. I've been told.
Church ain't got nothing for me. I said, me either, but the Lord has. And that's his house.
True.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go back to Psalms right quick and I'll try to get through here. And the Bible said here, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. That's the man that you find with clean hands and a pure heart. This is a generation of them that seek him, that seek thy faith, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your hands, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in.
Amen.
Uh-oh. Next question. I'm not asking it. He did. Who is this King of Glory? If somebody comes to you that's never been in church, they know people right here in Hall County, Habersham County. That generation being raised now don't know nothing about church, don't know nothing about God.
Right.
they don't even know what you're talking about.
True.
If this person approaches you and say, tell me about Jesus. Tell me about this great God that you say you have. Tell me about it. What about this one that loves you anyway? Unconditional. What about him? Tell me about him. Because I've been treated bad. This person might say. My dad treated me bad. My mama treated me bad. Those little boys have been molested by their daddy. Those little girls have been molested by their daddy. There's kids living today that don't know who mom and daddy is. They never seen them. They gave them away. And that may be a good thing. Mm-hmm. Amen. Pray that somebody takes them and loves them. Amen.
Yeah.
But what if somebody like that approaches you and say, hey, preacher man, tell me about your God. Mm. This loving Savior, as you say. Who is it? Who is this King of Glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty and mighty? Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Amen. You can start anywhere. Now, they don't know nothing about the Bible. You can say, well, God created everything. He's approved. God created you, prove it. What evidence you got God created you? what evidence you got? What evidence did I got? I started reading the 24th chapter, and he said, the earth and the world, all is his. Prove it. Mm-hmm. Now I'm talking to you as an unbeliever would. Prove it. Well, I got to say, prove it. Okay, this is my evidence now. I'm going to invite you. Now, I invite you. Come to my place. Every morning, you're invited. If you let me know you're coming, I'll wait on you. I try not to change my living. I try not to change my habits. I try not to change my circumstances. I'll try to live before you as the Lord sees me.
Amen.
I told a lady the other day, I said, she didn't know, she had a, I said, if you, she did, I said, but if you know, you would say, look out for God. If you had known me, you say, there's got to be somebody. No. You find mistakes. You find things.
Yeah.
You might scold me a little bit every once in a while. I said, preacher, what are you doing? But our book, and our life is a book.
Sure.
Open before God. And that's the way people need to see us. Amen?
Amen.
Before God. Hey, listen, tonight it's just a fact. I mentioned a little bit the other night. Just a little bit. In the fire. Who is the fourth man walking? This was a man that didn't believe in God. Didn't accept their God. And this is a man that made his own gods. And they said, we're not going to bow. I threw him in the fire. Even so hot it consumed the men that told me. They survived. They didn't only survive, they thrived. Are you thriving? Are you thriving?
Come here. There's a fourth man walking. Like him. Unto the Son of God. Let's get a Lord here. Brother Shagger, who is three times I believe you'll find. Three times I believe you'll find where God himself echoed through time. And his echo was, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. This is King Glory.
Right.
I mentioned Pilate the other night. He said, no, I wrote what I wrote. It is what it is. We're not going to change it. The inscription above his head. King of kings, Lord of glory. This is him. Walked into Peter's house. His mother-in-law was sick with fever. And the Lord just touched her. Mm-hmm. And the fever left. I mentioned another night. The woman of the well, the woman that had the issue of blood, she said, if I could only but touch the hem of his garment.
Yeah.
This is
Amen.
The King of Glory. He was a man that was denied by his own. The Bible said they received him not and rejected him. This is the Lord. This is the man that was been on trial. This man was put to trial, and one of his followers stood by at a ways off, warming himself by the fire. Oh yeah, you. You've been with this man. You know, no, I don't know him. Yeah?
Bless
him. You know, he denied him. What the Lord telling him he would do, and he did. Come back again and.
Whatever you want to say. I told you I don't know. I really would have to say something like this. Let your speech betray.
Yeah.
There's evidence that you've been with him. And we know that the rooster had crowed. Peter brought milk.
Yeah.
And then the Lord told him he was doing it, and he did. He said, oh, Lord, I'll die for you. Oh Lord, I'll die for you. I'll go with you. Though others forsake you, I won't. No, you'll deny me. Did the cock crow? Before the cock crow three times. Before the cock crow, you'll deny me three times.
Yeah.
And the old rooster, we know he crowed, and I believe Peter's heart. And then he broke. Exactly. One apostle.
Amen.
Amen. History has it, not the Bible. I ain't finding the Bible, but history has it that they crucified Peter, and his will, his ask was be to turn me upside down. I'm not worthy to be crucified as Christ. And they turned old Peter upside down and crucified him.
Mm-hmm.
What love. Amen. This is the King of all. Christ walking through the street. Was it the city of Nain? Nain, maybe? Nain? Him and his crowd was going into town. There was a funeral procession coming out of town. And the woman's son, only son, the woman almost had, her son was dead, and they were headed to the graveyard.
Yeah.
And they met at the gate.
Yeah.
We call it a coffin, but then they called it a briar. Christ went over and touched it. And the young man raised up.
Yeah.
He was dead. Mm-hmm. This is the King of Glory.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't only do that, Brother John, but he took this young man and he presented him back to his mother.
Yeah.
Wow. This is the King of Glory.
Amen.
A good friend of mine, I went over to Spartanburg, South Carolina. I used to go a good bit with them. I don't go much anymore. They call it a jubilee. They go every year. I went a few times and I enjoyed it. It's a little different from what I used to, but just being different ain't wrong, amen?
Yeah.
And he was preaching over there, and there was 5,000 people there. And he preached that right there. And he said death was coming out of town, and life was coming in town. And they met at the gate.
Yeah.
And death had to flee.
Amen.
Huh?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Amen.
That's what it said about the darkness, ain't it? Huh?
Right.
Huh?
Amen.
Well, he talks about the light. I don't know where your light switch is. But if somebody had hit it, I'll show you what the difference is between light and dark.
In the bathroom.
Huh? Y'all know the difference between light and dark. No, y'all don't believe in no difference between light and dark. Some people don't believe in no difference. Some people say it's all the same. Ain't no change. Ain't nothing between knowing God and not knowing God. I don't think we got nobody like that here tonight, right? Because we'll be in dark here in a few minutes if you believe it ain't no difference between light and dark. I think we're good with the light switch. But you see the difference. You see the difference. The scripture said he that walk in darkness stumble. What?
Amen.
He can't see what's in his way. But he that walketh in light stumbleth.
Amen.
Not. This is the kingdom of God. Little woman over there.
Amen.
Lord talked to her husband and talked to her. And she was expecting a child. Went to his dad and said, you call him John.
Mm-hmm.
John. Now, there ain't nobody in our family named John. My daddy wasn't John. My grandpa wasn't John. What am I going to call him John for? The question was, hey, really? He was struck where he couldn't speak.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Yeah. True.
Well, a few months later, here comes Mary, the cousin of Martha. And she said, I'm expecting a child.
Mm-hmm.
John heard that and he leaped
mm-hmm.
in his mother's womb.
Yeah.
That's the King of Glory.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Wow, ain't that something? Who is this? That told me, yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil for it. Thou art with me. Who is yeah. this? Wow. Yeah. I got it. Who is this? Who is this? The sovereignty of God goes way, well, 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 way beyond my knowledge. The Messiah. Emmanuel. Isaiah said, unto you this day a baby
mm-hmm.
is born. This is the King of Glory.
Yeah. Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
Simeon hung around the tabernacle till they come. And they brought the Lord back to the tabernacle on the eighth day, I believe, if I'm right, when he was 8 days old. Mm-hmm. And they handed him to this old gray-headed man.
Yeah.
And he had received a promise, or he had received word from God that he could hang around till Jesus got there.
Yeah.
And this old man held him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't use these words, but this is the King of Glory.
Yeah. Amen.
This is God's salvation. This is God's plan.
Amen.
It was time for him to depart.
Time for him to go.
Yeah.
John was baptizing, and here come a bunch of folks, and he said, bring me worthy of baptism.
Amen.
And behold, at Jordan, he looked and he saw Jesus coming, and he said, behold, the Lamb of God that come to take away the sins of the world.
Amen.
This is
the candle.
Amen.
Wow. I could go on and on. You can't stop.
Right.
You can't stop with it. I mean, you can't let there's no end. That being said, I've been in Newport
25 years ago. I've called, I'm going to come down and preach, have a revival, and I went down there. I know the pastor, but I didn't know nobody else. I got down there about the third night in.
Preacher, somebody, I didn't know who he was. He came by and he sat down with me and told me his name. I told him mine. He said, where are you from? I told him, Habersham County. He said, where are you preaching at? I said, Chopped Oak Baptist Church. You've been there now.
Mm-hmm.
He said, how long you been there? And I said, 12 years. He said, I can't stay 12 years at a place. I said, why not? I offended him. Didn't mean to. He said, I'd run out of anything to preach in 12 years. I said, do you know Christ? I did. I didn't mean it smart. Do you know the Lord? Do you know Jesus?
Yeah.
You can't preach him in a lifetime.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You can't sing enough of songs and preach enough of message.
Amen.
You get that story, Paul. You can't witness enough, not an ill correct, to get that story, Paul. Amen.
Man.
I hope you have enjoyed today's program, and that was Brother Alvin Burns, that was our visiting preacher there at community in our revival service. I hope that you got a blessing out of that. I want to close out the program this morning with an old song. Listen as Vestal Goodman sings, God Walks the Dark Hills. May God bless you is our prayer.
Now God walks the dark
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.